Welcome, everyone. This is JV Sports Talk, and this will be my first podcast. I thought no better way to start it off than pick the games for week two of 2016 NFL season. So we will be starting off with the Bengals against Steelers. The line is 3.5, favored in Pittsburgh, and I'm taking my team, the Steelers, to beat the Bengals. Steelers played very well against Washington last week, and the Bengals barely went away with the win against the Jets. So I will be picking the Steelers. Next game, I have the 49ers and Panthers. And even though the 49ers are 1-0 and the Panthers are 0-1, I got to take the Panthers. They're too good of a team, and the 49ers haven't really shown anything. They've only beaten the Rams. Not a good team. They're all right, but I think the Panthers have this one locked up. Next, we have the Saints and the Giants, which last year was a crazy game. It was like 49-52. The Saints won on a field goal. And Saints lost last week to the Raiders. But I think this week, Giants, they're going to take the dub. Improve to 2-0. And I think it's going to be a shootout like last time. I mean, both defenses kind of lackluster. The Giants had a lot of pickups, but the Saints defense, there's nothing there. They can't stop Odell and Sterling Shepard and Victor Cruz and the whole attack of the Giants offense. And then we have the Titans versus the Lions. And in this one, I think the Lions will come away with the win. I mean, they played great against Indianapolis, winning on the field goal. And Titans played good. They just their offense, too many turnovers. They're not gonna win games like that. I mean, the run game looked good. DeMarco Murray looked great, but the Lions, I just have a feeling they're gonna blow them out. Next we have the Ravens at Browns, and I think Baltimore's gonna win this one. I mean, Cleveland, their quarterback went down, RG3. They looked awful against a rookie quarterback who they traded their pick away to give him up and sign RG3, who got hurt. And the Ravens, they were all right against Buffalo. It was a really low-scoring game. Didn't really have any firepower there. But it's the Browns. They'll easily beat the Browns. And an interesting matchup next, we have the Cowboys at the Redskins. Now, my team destroyed the Redskins after a close first quarter, but Kirk Cousins couldn't hit his receivers. Too many low throws, over the heads, bad reads. I mean, the Cowboys, they had a really close game with Dak Prescott. Him and Ezekiel Elliott looked very good in their rookie debuts, but I think they have the edge on the Redskins here on the road. I think they're going to win this one. Next, we have the Miami Dolphins against the New England Patriots. Now, this one, I have to take Patriots. They're home. They beat one of the best teams in football in the Cardinals. And they just have such an advantage now. The Dolphins did play really good against Seattle, but Seattle's never really good in the beginning of the season, so you can't really tell. Seattle, Russell Wilson was hurt, so I mean, I think that was kind of a fluke, just one time. I don't think they're going to be good at all this year. But anyways, next we have the Chiefs against the Texans in Texas, and I got to take Houston here. I mean, I thought Kansas City was going to get blown out last week after the San Diego was up by 23 or whatever. But I can't believe they came back from that. That was crazy. But Houston, they played a good game. Will Fuller looked very good as a rookie. Hopkins did miss a couple of balls when I was watching it. And their defense was great against a pretty good Chicago offense with Langford and Jeffrey. But yeah, I think the Houston has the edge here, although it will be a close game. Rematch from last year. And next we have the Seattle Seahawks against the LA Rams. And both of these teams did not perform to their expected, what they were expected to. And I got to take Seattle on the road. First game in LA, but the Rams got shut out by one of the worst teams in football from last year. I mean, the 49ers could be good this year, but they did the same thing against Minnesota on Monday Night Football the first week last year. And they finished as one of the worst teams. And Seattle, you know, they did lose to the Rams last year, week one. But I think that Seattle's got this one in the bag. Coming in next, we have the Buccaneers against the Cardinals. Now, do not be surprised if the Buccaneers come away with the win in this game. Because they played great against the Falcons. The run game was there. Passing game was amazing. Winston, he's really developing as a great quarterback. And Arizona, I don't know. I don't know what was up there. I mean, they almost did win. But I don't know. This one's tough. I think I gotta go with Arizona. This is a must-win game for them. They have to get back to where they were at the end of last year. Well, not the end of last year, but in the regular season last year. You know, David Johnson had a decent game. Mike Evans was really good for Tampa Bay. So I'd expect a close game here, but I think that Arizona has the edge here. And next, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars at the San Diego Chargers. This game, I got to take the Jaguars. This is an upset right here. And I can't see how the Chargers are going to win this game when they blew a 23-point lead to the Chiefs, who are a good team, but you can't blow a 23-point lead. Even if your star receiver goes down, it's something you just can't do. And Jacksonville played really good against Green Bay at home. So, I mean, Allen Robinson wasn't too good, but I have a feeling he's going to rebound. But Jason Verrett is a very good cornerback, so watch out. That should be a very good matchup for this week. And also another 4 o'clock game, we have the Atlanta Falcons at the Oakland Raiders. I think I got to go with Oakland here. Oakland looked very good. Their defense gave a lot of points, but at the same time, Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And his receivers are very good as well. And Atlanta, that was a very bad loss at home against a second-year quarterback with Julio. And they had Julio Jones, Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman. They have a lot of weapons on offense that Matt Ryan should use. But the run game was not there at all. Awful, awful game from Freeman. And next, I'm taking the Broncos over the Colts here because the Colts, very bad play from their defense, as expected. But Andrew Luck had a good game, put up some points. But Denver, the defending Super Bowl champions, did beat Carolina. So I expect them to take the win here. Second to last game, the Sunday night game, we have the Packers at Vikings. And I have a feeling that the Vikings are going to win this game. The line is very close. It's 2.5 favorite in Green Bay, but the Vikings, they did play all right. Their defense was amazing against Tennessee, who does not have the best offense, but they still had a lot of turnovers, which is very good. And Green Bay, they played all right against Jacksonville, but they had Jordy Nelson back, and he did take a lot of targets and got Cobb open, which is good, but I just have a feeling that the Vikings, they're going to be pumped and they're going to be ready to win the game against a tough Green Bay team. And the last game, the Monday night game, we have the Eagles at the Bears. And this week, I got to take the Eagles. I do. I mean, Chicago, I don't know how they're favored. Did not have the best game. The offense did struggle. Langford did find the end zone, but Carson Wentz looked great. Great, 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 great as a rookie. Jordan Matthews had a good game, and pretty much everything about that offense was pretty good. Their defense played all right. I mean, you can't really, it's only one weekend, and they played one of the worst teams of football, so you can't judge But I just believe that they're going to take the win from the Bears and this week go up to 2-0. All right, those are all my picks for this week. And I hope I got close on most of them. But everybody, thank you for tuning in. And as always, come back for the next podcast, and I'll be signing off. Peace.